In this week's parasha and Korach, you have the Gzeira, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy everybody at once, and the Chalasim Karaga, and Moshe Rabbeinu is being mispalled for them. Moshe Rabbeinu's lashon is that he sort of says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Bodom Toch Eda Zecham Skaroga. The Ramban says, Rabbeinu Chananel says, Pshad is Adas Korach, Eda Zos is Adas Korach. Ramban argues with that. Ramban says that actually it means everyone, but Moshe and Aaron were Melamed Zchus on them, that it was only the Adas Korach and no one else. And therefore, once we would have the Adas Korach would be in, would be destroyed, isolated, destroyed, it would work for them. He says something over here that is sort of a rule, a general understanding of all types of punishments on Klal Yisrael. He says, if we isolate and identify the individual, and they're the ones who get punished, the ones who caused it all, that'll be sufficient. So Korach had succeeded in rabble-rousing and getting everyone all upset and angry at Moshe and Aaron. And at that point, they were all worthy. They were all liable to be destroyed. And when we isolated Korach and said, no, he's the one to punish, that was it. Ramban adds a similar case to the case of David HaMelech when he counted Klal Yisrael and they were deserved, everyone deserved to be, there was a gave in everyone, and David HaMelech insisted he's the guilty one and so on. So it sounds, it's almost Chas V'Shalom taking down things a notch. It sounds like, when you have Lahavdil, a school teacher or principal, a lot of kids did something bad, you say, okay, if you don't tell me who's the one who really did it bad, then all of you are going to get punished. That's because obviously the principal can't figure out who did it, and it's a way to exert pressure. It's an inadequacy of the teacher or principal to determine who did it, so he does mass punishment as a way to get it. The same thing if there is some sort of rebellion, something or other, then in wartime, you will threaten an entire community if they don't hand over who's guilty. So but by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's very, very hard to say that, Chas V'Shalom. So what's the pshat that he says, he's the guilty one? He says, okay. So I think the point is, and the Rabban mentions this point about the singling out the one, is as follows. When Korach had riled up the entire group to or Klal Yisrael, or many in Klal Yisrael, they genuinely were upset, and they were with Korach. And at that point, they were all guilty. But really, it's only his incitement that causes it. If we can remove the person who's inciting, everyone else will see the truth and get to it. Korach himself had an agenda, and that agenda was something which was his wrongdoing, and he held on to that agenda. He was jealous, he was upset, and no matter what, he's holding on to it. Everyone else had been riled up. Take Korach out of the equation, and they return back to being good people. The Ramban says that if they will see him being punished, they will come to their senses. So really what the Limud Zchus is not that I'll get you the guilt of Chas Hashalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know, and so on. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by identifying, by Moshe Rabbeinu on behalf of Chas Hashalom, identifying the culprit means that it, we're in effect saying, we really don't feel that way. Take away his incitement. Show us that he's wrong. And then we will fall in line because that's who we really are. So it's not a limit schus in terms of, I'm going to, since you didn't know, I'm going to give you the guilty party. Or, listen, just content yourself with punishing one person. Why kill or punch every other people? The punishments of Kadosh Baruch Hu are a certain measure of emes, of truth. And they're trying to root out the Ra and Kla Yisrael. So long as we don't identify it as an incitement of a person, then we all are guilty. That means that it's a feeling that equally welled up in us as it did in other people. But when we identify that it's Korach, and that in that sense we are making a statement that it's not us, that's a way for truth, for kapara. I want to add a point parallel to this. So this is true. So the point makes on the communal level, and Sefer David HaMelech was saying, Klal Yisrael only sinned because I got them brought up. If I get punished, you will see that they will snap back in place because it really wasn't coming from them. I want to draw a certain parallel to that. We spend Lamasha on Averis, a person on Yom Kippur, we spend a lot of time saying vidui. In the halacha of tshuva is vidui. It requires that a person have harata, it requires that a person become himself on abba, but the real tshuva lies in vidui. And the question always is, isn't vidui the easiest part of it? So we sit and we daven all Yom Kippur, and we say, we did this wrong, this wrong, this and this wrong, and we're sincere about it, but it usually in itself doesn't help us not sin for next year. Yom Kippur somehow comes back year after year. So what exactly is the point of it? Why is this the center point of tshuva? What do we accomplish by saying these things? The answer is, it's a very, very powerful sense of self-awareness. For instance, when people do things that are wrong, whatever it is, they are proud of it, or they feel, this is me. Yeah, you know, I want to do this, I'm doing this, it's me. And in that case, it means the person is a sinner. You identify the desire to sin with the person himself. When the person isolates it and says, this is behavior of mine because I'm too weak to overcome it, because I'm too sloppy to take note of it, whatever it is, I'm in fact making a statement that's separating it out of my being and saying this is not part of myself. Even if the person falls back because we're weak, not because of insincerity, but the statement, the realization that this is not me is really the difference between a chayte versus somebody who happens to have averus. A chayte means a person that identifies my personality. This is what I identify myself as. And for that, there is really no etzer. It's in a certain sense the difference between a mumah lahachis and a mumah l'tiavri. A mumah lahachis means it has a various bedafka against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and one is because he has a big etzer hara. The difference is obviously one has a nasty intention. But it also is a very important measure in how much is that avera part and parcel of yourself. Amula to oven, I'm saying that there's me, and I'm beset by all sorts of cravings, like a person has an addiction to something. I don't identify with the addiction, but I know that I'm helpless. So that's a moment of a moment of haches says, this is me. I'm trying to prove myself to Avera, and this is where I part ways with what you call God. That's why it's so hard. So we have over here in this parasha an understanding both on a communal level and on a personal level, the core act of mitigation, and mitigation through tshuva as well. And that is being able to weed out the aver from the person. In Klal Yisrael, it means that even when everybody is doing wrong, but if I can pin it on someone, that this is really, it's this person's influence, and take that person away, and everybody falls back into the right place, then Klal Yisrael doesn't deserve to suffer, because they're no longer bad. It's not just we punch that person, it's because it's our self-awareness that we become aware of the fact that it's that person. As Ramban says, by witnessing the punishment he gets, it fosters a certain self-awareness on our part that this is not us. This was true by Moshe Rabbeinu's Limitzos and Klal Yisrael. It was true of David HaMelech, who by saying, I was the one that got this whole process going, and take me out of the equation, Klal Yisrael wouldn't do Avera, that mitigated a punch for Klal Yisrael. It's true, like we said, on a personal level. A person who does Averis and is Bedafka, he says, this is me. You know, this is what I feel like. This is what I identify as. This is what that. Then there is no real hope for the person. If the person says, I am a chayte, and again, sincerely, genuine, even if he can't help himself and he's addicted to whatever that behavior is, he's too weak to overcome it. But if there's genuine self-awareness, then it's a whole different world. Then he's a good person who is enslaved to bad. This is also, in a certain sense, what the Sur Lazazel is. We take the Sur, who represents the Chatvas, and we send them out of our Machna. We recognize the fact that the Ra is an outside influence. So even if a person doesn't have the strength to really change, but he tries and he says that he's changing, then he's also, what he's doing in effect is focusing by saying, I am doing this, it's wrong of me to do it, I'm doing my best to try to help myself, but I can't. That itself is a difference between saying the person entirely is not good, or the person is a good person and he has something that's sort of being mashpi on him.